In CI News this week, former Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby regrets trusting the Bible's teaching on sexual ethics. Dame Emma Thompson calls for sex with prostitutes to be available on the NHS. And a cancer patient given months to live is still going strong 4 years on. Hello, welcome to CI News on the 4th of July. I'm Rhys Curnow. Justin Welby has denigrated faithful Christians by saying he was being thick when he held to the Bible's teachings on sexual ethics. The former Archbishop of Canterbury made the shocking remark when asked by students in Cambridge about the Church of England's decision to approve same-sex blessings while refusing to allow gay marriage.
When they fall in love, and when they live out that love faithfully and in stability, and faithfully and with stability, and caring for others, it is a huge blessing for them and for society. And I've seen that in so many places that in the end, even I began to realise that I was being thick.
Anglican Futures, an initiative seeking to uphold orthodox biblical teaching, responded, "Justin Welby has laid it on the line. The only reason that he once held a traditional view of marriage and sexuality was that he was being thick. This is an extraordinary insult to millions of Anglican believers who hold on to that traditional understanding." Dame Emma Thompson wants the government to provide prostitutes on the NHS, claiming the health benefits of sex warrant it being seen as a medical treatment. She was speaking during a Q&A that followed a screening of her 2022 film, Good Luck to You, Leo Grand, in which she portrays a widow who pays for sex. She also revealed that some of her friends hired prostitutes after watching the film. The star made the controversial remarks despite being president of the Helen Bamber Foundation, which supports survivors of human trafficking. A UN report found that the most common form of human trafficking is sexual exploitation. The Institute's policy researcher, Jenny Olson, expressed astonishment that Thompson should seek to normalise prostitution.
Internationally, around two-thirds of those engaged in prostitution were sexually abused as children. It's devastating that so many of them were not rescued out of systematic abuse and later became involved in prostitution. Whether she realises it or not, Emma Thompson is actually advocating for the further exploitation of those with deeply traumatic pasts, many of whom feel trapped in their present circumstances. Dame Emma is president of a charity which helps sex trafficking victims that were exploited as children. And normalising the trade of people's bodies for sex causes enormous harm. And she should have been aware of this before making such misguided comments.
Belfast City Council has been accused of attempting to hide the fact that it may take millions of pounds to create its LGBT hub. A feasibility study indicated the cost could range from £500,000 to £10 million, with an annual subsidy of £70,000. The council attempted to redact the estimate, but the figures were still visible in a copy of the study provided to the Belfast newsletter. It has since claimed the actual figure would not reach the top end of the range, because it only plans to refurbish part of a building, not all of it. The council will now consider the next steps for the hub, which was commissioned in collaboration with trans activist groups, including the Rainbow Project. And finally, 4 years after he was given just months to live, a 76-year-old man has shared his story of hope. Tim Strugnell was told in 2021 that he had months, not years, to live from the prostate cancer he had already been fighting for 9 years. But the cancer has now shrunk dramatically following new treatment. Under current proposals at Westminster, patients like Tim, deemed to be terminally ill and with less than 6 months to live, will be eligible for assisted suicide. Kim Leadbeater's divisive bill narrowly passed the House of Commons and will now face scrutiny in the Lords. But speaking to the BBC, he explained the future holds lots for him. "My whole life has changed. I have a lot more energy and enthusiasm, and I'm not thinking, I don't know how long I've got. I'm more positive now than I have ever been." To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.